The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
My BFF, the guitar player in our band, gave me a hoodie for Christmas a couple of years back. On the chest it says, awesome bass player and humble too. I still wear it proudly, even though I'm neither awesome nor particularly humble. But it illustrates the disconnect between the bass player's perceived second-class status in the band and the truth, which new research by scientists at Canada's McMaster Institute for Music and the Mind has conclusively proven. Bass rocks our world. It ain't rocket surgery either, but it's interesting. Test subjects were asked to tap their fingers along with rhythms which were lightly seasoned with mistakes. The rhythms were played at different frequencies. Results showed that people could pick out the mistakes easier at lower or bass frequencies than at higher frequencies. So our brains are wired to perceive rhythms in lower registers. But it's also a mechanical function of our ears. When you start to lose your hearing, for instance, it's the higher frequencies that go first. But what makes this interesting from a global music perspective is that no matter where you go on this planet and what you're listening to, from classical Indian to gamelan music from Java, it's always the lower registered sounds that drive the rhythm. It gets even more primal when you take hearing out of the equation altogether. In the womb, we don't hear mommy's heartbeat, we feel it. Same goes for Buddy in the car next to you at the light whose subwoofers are rattling his license plates. That's why we all love it when the DJ drops the beat, and that's why the humble bass player should be worshipped as the music god he, she, we are. By the way, this week you have the opportunity to download Metallica bassist Robert Trujillo's new documentary, Jaco, chronicling the life and loss of one of the greatest bass players ever, Jaco Pastorius. A DVD Blu-ray hard copy is also available in celebration of Record Store Day. My name is Cal Coat. Here's some in-your-face bass from the top of our monthly World Beat Top 30 chart, which you can find at worldbeatcanada.com. The album is called The Vibes, from Puerto Rico's Empresarios, dropping it like we're clumsy. It's No Vamos a Parar, or We Will Not Stop. Not by a long shot. We're just getting started on World Beat Canada.
Thank you. sometimes we're in the middle of the great unknown. Either way, respect for mama and the saving cups and the stones. Preparation for the things to come. I will go one direction with my radio on. I'll keep it nice and simple. Sending lots of love when I'm gone. Please don't change a thing. Don't change a thing at all.
Kind of a one-man band thing, and now he's gotten together with a whole group of compadres called the United Nations. That is Xavier Rudd from the new album called Nana, which is a tribute to his grandmother, and a kind of an authentic Marley-esque reggae from the Australian roots group, While I'm Gone. And before that, we had Empresarios from Puerto Rico and No Vamos a Parar, and that nice, big, fat, juicy bass. Alex Cuba has walked away with yet another Latin Grammy Award. That makes four for his mantle now. Guy's on fire. The new album, Healer, is more of a stripped-back mix for his songwriting. Congratulations, Alex. Here's the opening track, Valle Todo, from World Beat Canada.
Hola, this is Alex Cuba. You've discovered the beat of the world on World Beat Canada Radio.
Ella es de Aruba y él de Barcelona. Ella está al día y él no tiene moda. No les importa lo que el mundo diga. Tan diferentes pueden ser felices porque en el amor, yeah, yeah, vale todo. Porque en el amor, yeah, yeah, vale todo. Una escultura que hoy el mundo admira, seguramente le costó la vida a un gran artista que nunca detuvo lo que sentía por su creación, porque en el amor, yeah, yeah, vale todo, porque en el amor, yeah, yeah, vale todo. Vale todo, tú quieras o no quieras. Vale todo si es de buena manera. Vale todo, no hay reglas en la entrega. Se da y se recibe el amor así. Llega un sentimiento que se apodera de todo tu cuerpo. No lo cuestiones, no le des la espalda. Si alguien te dice que no pueden ser, porque en el amor, yeah, yeah, vale todo. Porque en el amor, yeah, yeah, vale todo. Vale todo, tú quieras o no quieras. Vale todo si es de buena manera. Vale todo al fin cuando consigues vivir. regalando lo mejor de ti. Vale todo de aquí hasta las estrellas, vale todo, te encuentres donde sea. Vale todo, no hay reglas en la entrega, se da y se recibe el amor. En el amor vale todo, en el amor vale todo, en el amor vale todo, oh, en el amor vale todo, en el amor vale todo, en el amor vale todo, en el amor vale todo.
The beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Alex is also renowned in Smithers, British Columbia for having the baddest fro in the Bulkley Valley. November 28th, John Corsford's 18-piece jazz powerhouse Hard Rubber Orchestra makes its historic first appearance at the Rio East Van Cinematic Hotspot. The big band will perform music from its acclaimed CD Crush with visual projections by Brian Johnson and Ryan McCann. The cosmic 10-piece Star System, a tribute to Sun Ra, led by drummer Dan Gauthier, will open. Check out riotheater.ca. 50 years ago, drummer Jerry Grinnelli, the newest member of the Vince Guaraldi Trio with Fred Marshall on bass, went into a San Francisco studio. In a three-hour session, they recorded the soundtrack for a scrappy little animated Christmas special featuring the Peanuts Gang. Don't miss Tales of a Charlie Brown Christmas with the Jerry Grinnelli Trio and the Coastal Sound Children's Choir. Two shows Sunday, November 29th, 2 p.m. matinee and 7 p.m. at the Vogue Theater. See coastaljazz.ca. Come and celebrate the end of the Vancouver Acoustic Guitar Project at the St. James Hall on Thursday, December 3rd, where you'll meet the chosen songwriters, hear the new songs, and the stories behind them. This concert showcases a wide range of musicians, all using the exact same instrument, from blues to jazz to reggae to folk. It's a Rogue Folk presentation. We have a very cool Touch of the Familiar coming up for you with Brownout from Austin, Texas. Next, it's Italian-Canadian sound designer Eric Vanni, who goes by the name of Rise Ashen, and his project Flying Down Thunder explores the common ground between Aboriginal sounds and electronics with an Algonquin chief on Animals Giving from the album Northwind. On World Beat Canada, our home base is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Cote.
Yeah.
extreme.
An unconventional side of global music. This is World Beat, Canada.
Are you playing?
Unugani imba yake, unofamba nefambi mkazi wangu, unojita seiko. Unugani imba yake, unofamba nefambi mkazi wangu, unojita seiko. Munugane imba yake, anofambane mumwe, ane imba yake. Munugane imba yake, anofambane mumwe, ane imba yake. Munugane imba yake, anofambane mumwe, ane imba yake. Munugane imba yake, anofambane mumwe, ane imba yake.
That was captured somewhere in an open space in northern Mozambique by a very ambitious project called Wired for Sound, which took a Range Rover, loaded up with batteries and recording equipment, and they went out into the wild and found some artists who have never been recorded before. A great project. This happened last year, and that was Mateus Mafahani Charles and Masimba Lanfa with Mazano from Wired for Sound. They say that the pen is mightier than the sword. Here is Backbeat Sound System, and Words Are the Weapon, from World Beat Canada.
If there is one principle I can emphasize, that is the most important principle underlying the prevention of violence, it would be equality. The single most significant factor that affects the rate of violence is the degree of equality versus the degree of inequality in that society.
Damn you.
lado da terra, o mangue reivindica seu poder derrubando os edifícios. Do outro lado, na praia, os tubarões observam, de boca reganhada, cheia de dentes.
Sorry, I may have missed that last part because my Portuguese is rather rusty. DJ Dolores from Recife in northeastern Brazil, another rising star of the Mangue beat, and Didardo. Brownout set up their Brown Sabbath Touch of the Familiar. You don't want to miss that. It's World Beat Canada at our home base, Roundhouse Radio 98.3. My name is Cal Coat. One major difference between an Austin's brownout and an electrical brownout is that when the lights dim, the voltage cranks when the band hits the stage. Greg Gonzalez is on the line to set the scene. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well.
Brownout is a real stunner, but the Brown Sabbath stuff is epic. Ozzy himself digs what you guys have done. How'd that seed take root?
Well, the Brown Sabbath thing started out kind of as a half joke. We were on tour as Brownout. And we had scheduled a residency at a local club called Frank. The residency was to run for the entire month of September back in 2013, I suppose. And the concept behind the residency was that we would do a different set of music every week, kind of like a theme set. So the first week, I believe we had a hip hop night where we invited several local rappers and MCs. And we played a bunch of classic hip-hop beats, as well as some of the songs we've been doing as part of our support show for the GZA Wu-Tang Clan. And they came along and rapped over the top of those beats. The next week, we did a b-boy set for all the breakdancers in town, where we played a bunch of classic break beats by the Blackbirds and James Brown and others so that they could show off their dancing skills.
Cool.
Another night, we did a James Brown tribute night where we did the entire album Black Caesar. We called it Brown Sabbath. And then for the final night, we weren't sure what we were going to do. You know, we were throwing around a bunch of ideas of doing maybe like a Brazilian funk night, doing a country funk night, even doing a Turkish funk night. And as we were just kind of trying to figure out ways to do it, someone threw out Brown Sabbath. Just as like a joke, you know, like, oh, let's do a Black Sabbath night. And at first you're like, yeah, whatever. And then as time got down to the wire, we thought about it more and we're like, well, you know, we like Black Sabbath a lot. We're all big fans. And they're pretty funky and their songs are riff heavy. Maybe we can learn this quickly. As it turns out, it was a lot more involved than that. Uh-huh. Their songs are also super epic.
Yeah.
But we did it anyway. And it turned out to be the most successful show of the entire residency. You know, we had a line around the block, it sold out the club, and it was such a big hit that we decided, you know, let's give it a try, recording it as an EP to give away.
Yeah.
So at first, that was our intention, but then Ubiquity Records got wind of it, and they said, you know, we like that idea. We'll give you a deal if you want to put it out and record a full length. So we did that, and we've been touring behind it ever since. It's just been super well received.
Was it a challenge to combine the percussive lightness of Latin music with the impossibly heavy metal dirges of Sabbath?
It was tricky to a certain extent because Black Sabbath and percussion don't necessarily go hand in hand in most people's minds.
Yeah.
You know, it is very heavy on the drums and there's a lot of 6/8 shuffle kind of feel.
Yeah.
Which lend themselves naturally to African and Latin percussion. So it did work out in the end. And beyond that, all of their riffs are just incredibly funky, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, it took a lot less work than you would expect. You know, we're big fans. We didn't want to do any disrespect to the music. We didn't want to water it down or in any way lose the heaviness that is at its best, you know, that rawness.
Right. Who's your guitarist? He must be a big Tony Iommi fan.
We have two guitar players, Adrian Quesada and Bethel Martinez. Bethel Martinez is more the resident metalhead.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of Black Sabbath, Slayer, Metallica, and all that kind of stuff. So he took most of the leads on the album and live, but Adrian also contributed his own flair. You know, he has a knack for adding little textural bits and pieces here, which really give it the kind of tones that separate it from the original heaviness and make it our own.
You know, people in the Northwest, except maybe those listening to this program, might not realize that the heavy metal shredding is kind of embedded in modern Latin culture as well. Can you speak to that a bit?
There's a heavy appreciation, especially among Mexican Americans, yeah, and Mexicans in general for goth culture and heavy metal culture. And I think it has a lot to do with Catholicism being so deeply rooted in the culture, you know, the whole ritual and the theatrical element of it all. You know, people dressed in black and the whole church kind of ominous cathedral vibe, you know, that just goes hand in hand with Black Sabbath.
Cool. Never thought about it that way. Why don't you get on the Brownout mailing list at brownoutmusic.com? We're talking with Greg Gonzalez from the band. Greg, is Brownout going back into the studio after the tour wraps?
Yeah, we've been going to the studio regularly to demo out and develop our new material. And when we get back, we'll be doing more of that. You know, we're probably about halfway through with our next release of original material, you know, and I think the Black Sabbath, Brown Sabbath thing has definitely inspired us to take our music in a new direction that's a little heavier, a little more drenched with psychedelia and effects and whatnot. And we're also incorporating some of those great vocalists we've had the good fortune to work with as Brown Sabbath, mainly Alex Marrero, who goes on tour with us, the Brown Ozzy, if you will.
Yeah.
But also some of these other characters and special guests in it who have been joining us on our shows, you know.
Wow, bring it. Well, Ozzy's on a crazy train about your version of The Wizard, but this is a segment that we call The Touch of the Familiar. So let's take this home, Greg, with the granddaddy heavy, heavy monster riff of all time. Can you set up the Brown Sabbath version of Iron Man? You guys kind of changed up the riff altogether on that one.
That's one of the first songs that we were working on at our residency over a year ago. And at that time, we weren't exactly sure how we were going to bring across the Brown Sabbath sound, you know. We had a vocalist, but we weren't sure how many songs he was going to sing, and we had limited time to rehearse. So at first, we were trying to develop mostly instrumental material, and that was one of those. You know, obviously, the more instrumental it was, the more it changed, you know.
Right.
You can hear it on the album where we did Black Sabbath and we did Into the Void as well as. And on those tracks, you know, since we didn't have a vocalist, we had the horns playing the melodies, the guitars playing the melodies, and we really stretched them out a little bit to kind of give them a Brownout treatment a little more.
Vamos a bailar con Mazacote. Ajá. Llegó Mazacote con la salsa buena. Ya llegó Mazacote con la salsa buena. Llegó este ritmo de Vancouver y llegó para animarte. Pa' adelante la banda que suena, pa' que bailes, pa' que muevas con esta música contagiosa. Ya llegó Mazacote con la salsa buena. Ya llegó Mazacote con la salsa buena. ¡Go! Escucha y siente lo que yo traigo. Lo que traigo es salsa buena. Oye amigo, ahí te queda, pa' que encuentres tu pareja con esta música contagiosa. Suena el timbal, riquitín, dogodón. Suena el timbal, riquitín, dogodón. ¡Cudo! Suena el piano con el montuno, con kikon, con con. ¡Ataca, digo! Suena el piano con el montuno.
Track from Vancouver's newest Afro-Cuban ensemble Mazacote and Nueva Era. We are indeed in a new era of world music where there are no borders and no boundaries, not even for heavy, heavy monster metal like Iron Man. From Brown Sabbath, the spin-off project from Austin, Texas's Brown Out. And my thanks to Greg Gonzalez for saying that one up for us. Alex Skolnick is the guitarist for heavy metal band Testament, and he has also set his sights on the sounds of the world with his Planetary Coalition. Get ready for some blistering shredding featuring Alex Skolnick with Rodrigo y Gabriela Playa La Ropa on this edition of World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote. Faster than Rodrigo y Gabriela. It's reported that they even have to plunge their hands into a bucket of ice and water at the end of every performance just to prevent swelling. That is Alex Skolnick's project Planetary Coalition, and he's no slouch either, the guitarist for heavy metal band Testament, and he's exploring his continuing love for global sounds as well. How about a little pop palate cleanser courtesy of Brighton based sextet The Go Team? They have a new album out, The Scene Between. Here is Blowtorch from World Beat Canada on the west coast of Canada, 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. Sound for you. The Go Team. They're currently on tour in the US and they're going to Holland actually after that. Home base is Brighton, England, as I mentioned. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Kelton and Twist is our sister broadcast podcast. I hope you're checking out Patricia Fraser for that. And do visit our homepage, which is worldbeatcanada.com. And that's your starting point. From there, you can get into our charts and into our interview transcripts, our reviews. Check out our blog at calcopyrite.com where you'll find players and playlists and links to all of the artists on both of our programs. Martires del Compás from Spain take us home with Oye U Libro. Writer Chico Ocana's lyrics are studied at Seville University for their lyrical integrity. And here's some words to think about from Jimi Hendrix. He said, "When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace."
Escribir un libro con palabritas de hambre. Communications.